Okay.
Slam 100.5. 100.5. Every day. The Grand Slam Morning Show.
What is this tall prince said? The drummer wins it. Oh God, all you don't do me that. Tell you that, don't do me that. Ah, my friends. How you doing? How you living? 19 minutes after the hour at 6 o'clock, my friends. Good morning and welcome to the Grand Slam Morning Show. Slam 100.5. Progressive urban broadcasting from downtown Port of Spain. St. Vincent Street, to be exact. We are in the building, my friends. Slam 100.5. We hope got up this morning, said that prayer, and of course it's off to the races today, wherever your races may be, you know what I mean? Some of the races right there in your home office, you know? Some people home office is the bedroom. That's just how it is, at least for now, you know? We work towards betterment, you know? So nation, as I said before, and I'll say it again and again, over and over, I'll never stop, I'll never get tired. Make sure and, you know, say that prayer, my friends, lay that foundation, and it's off to the races. So, with that said, we are checking in today, Drama Wednesday, February 24th, 2021. Let's get in. Selector Miles, the Fresh Prince of the Belmonte region. Morning, Miles.
Yep, morning.
Yep. And of course, Blaze the Mogul, the mayor of Sour City. Yep. Yeah, sweet city boy. I saw vision, you know.
Yeah, you saw Sour in a vision.
I saw Sour in a vision, boy.
I read you.
Yeah.
I see
Sour in a vision. The place was... I mean, you know some dreams, just forget it. But yeah. I'll never forget that dream, you know.
Most of the dreams I forget.
Yeah. Then you dream your dream and you forget. And then, like, sometimes weeks after, you say, wait, man, I think I dream something. But yeah. Something, you know. But that one, I see Sour in a vision, boy.
No. It's a good vision. I honestly wish, hope, and pray.
Yeah.
That Sour could come to that.
Yeah, probably when I take over Sour officially, it will come to that, you know?
Yeah, because I mean...
When it's official, you know?
It's a good look.
Yeah.
And honestly, Trinidad, I don't know. If Trinidad, Port of Spain, thing, whatever, most of our cities could come to that.
Tell you, the place was clean.
Yeah, and you could put down something and nobody pick it up and run with it.
Yeah, that's a vision.
There's a vision.
Yeah, that's a vision. That's a vision. That's a vision.
What do you call that, 40-40?
We gotta call it that, yes.
Or 30-30?
Well, 20-30.
2030. Yeah, like make
moving
it
towards 2030.
Yeah, like make it
we 2021 already.
Yeah, so 2030.
So we vision 2030. Right? So nation, as usual, we head to the headlines on the Trinidad and Tobago Guardian. Still $3. Good morning to all our friends who already on with us on 707 Slam. They're already sending us messages. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us at the flick of the switch, you know what I mean? And of course, our friends who are listening to us live, whether it may be via the internet or on your radio or, you know, however you access us, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your listenership. We really do, you know what I mean? So, on the front page of the Guardian, we spoke to the Minister of Public Utilities, three weeks ago?
Three weeks ago,
yeah. We had him on Slam on the morning show, and I mean this is something that is a shake up concerning one of our main public utilities who people have been
well actually this dominated the conversation.
This yeah, WASA dominated our conversation, and it dominates the space now. It's a public utility that has not you know, people are complaining a lot about, and you know, it has deteriorated over the years. Because I can tell you, growing up, we had no tank.
No.
And, you know, it was water every day. Me if water going for part of the day, whatever, and come back, you know what I mean?
No, I can't say the same for Belmont. But, oh. I mean, we had no tank. But water never went like that.
Yeah, water never went like this. Like, yeah, scheduling.
Well, I should say like this.
Yeah, it was like when electricity go on.
Yeah.
It just go on and come back.
Yeah.
You know? So that's how it used to be, and now it has... Now it's like this, you know. I guess for many other things too. I guess more population, where the reach of the water, you know. So there may be other things involved.
intricately that we don't know about, but it has changed. It has changed to what we've grown accustomed to, or what we grew up with, I should say. And it says, front page, cabinet saves WASA, rejects subcommittee recommendation to wind up utility. Report, unions. It was very surprising to me. Unions providing goods and services, you know, to WASA. That's like, I mean, you're part of a union fighting for the workers and against the authority, most of the time, and you're providing goods and services for a profit.
Is that right?
Yeah. You're playing both sides there, right? Also, chairman given sweeping powers over authority, and the new WASA executive director, picture here, Mr. Lennox Seeley. So, he's the new head honcho in WASA. So, who knows? We probably might try to get him on a open forum Monday with us.
Oh, definitely.
To hear of his plans and so on. We can try, you know. Also, nurse dies after COVID complications. This is on page 4. So sorry to hear this story. And, you know, we express deepest condolences to his family. A swarm of locusts spreads further inland. This locust problem is nothing new, but I'm watching you know, the size of the locusts. They're very small ones. Don't know if you remember, about 2 years ago there was a locust invasion somewhere in South.
Vaguely.
And the locusts were huge. I remember seeing it.
Talking about the locust size.
Yeah, you remember it was on the front page. Somewhere in South Maruka, Meharo. Our listeners just help us with things like that. But it had a big locust invasion. So so it was a male nurse.
2017?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Invasion.
Yeah.
In Southeast.
Also, medical supplies launches one-stop shop. And here a picture by a medical engineer at Welfare Medical, Nickel Bayam, demonstrate the effectiveness of a sanitizing machine during the launch of Welfare Group of Companies, Corner Rosalino and Arapita, Woodbrook yesterday. You know, we've seen those machines. I remember the first time I saw one was on online now, on the internet, and it was in like Saudi Arabia, Emirates, or one of those rich places.
Yeah.
And it was a machine where, as you pass through, it was at the train station.
Yeah, you spoke about that.
Remember? And as you pass through, poof, it hit your poof, and you go on and sanitize.
Yeah, poof. And I said it would come to that.
Yeah. So it looks like it has reached Trinidad.
Nice.
So this is good.
Also, respects to the locals, sorry to cross here.
Yes.
Muruga and Rio Claro.
Yeah. Muruga and Rio Claro.
In 2017.
Yeah. The locals were a lot bigger. Also, global shortage. Curb in India supply may mean longer wait for vaccines. We know this would have happened. And I mean, something that countries want and people want. Obviously, the shortage would drive up the price, right? It's supply and demand. So I knew something like this was gonna happen. It couldn't all be flowers in the garden and total supply. And I knew this would have happened, where it would come down to business.
Doesn't it always?
Always.
It does.
It starts off with humanity and thing, and it's always come down to business. So this for me is the start of the business part, with the supply and demand, and folks will have to pay more, countries will have to pay more. It's in short supply. You know, the populations in those countries will be clamoring, and you know, so it's happening right in front of our eyes. Also, cabinet not ready to wind up WASA as recommended. Spoke about that. Complete mess uncovered in subcommittee's report. Volney again. Why do you want to reference Volney? I don't want to reference him. I really honestly don't want to hear his opinion. Seriously. I don't want to hear his opinion, but it's, you know, I want to hear somebody else's opinion. Yeah. All right, so Mazo, we have it in the second daily.
On the front page of the second daily, headline reads, Troubled Waters, Wasa Shakeup, CEO replaced on cabinet committee to restructure debt-ridden utility. A picture here of Minister of Public Utilities, Marvin Gonzalez, and he's flanked by the new executive director and current chairman of the Water and Sewerage Authority, Dr. Lennox Seeley, and Alan Poon King, was replaced as acting CEO during a news conference. Well, the picture was taken at a news conference. And also on the front page here.
The word they didn't want to use is demoted.
Well, yeah.
That's the word they didn't want to use, but that is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't have to say that.
Before. Yeah, that's, you know,
you
we
just leave it.
You know, we deal with reality. But, yeah, but that is what it is.
But my question is, why dance around the word in this particular case?
Because, I mean, you don't want to, it, you know, you don't want to officially put it out there. See, if it's an official document, it
yeah, but if it was you and I, if it were us,
where?
Standing on the front page here saying something happened to us.
Yeah.
You think they would have said?
No, probably not.
They think that I put across so nice?
No, but the word is demoted. That is the word.
And the final story in the second daily, nurse dies after overcoming COVID. Was it you hear the back on that one? The back story?
No, I don't know the back story. I just know I saw it on CNC3 last night.
I seen he contracted it last year.
Yeah, he contracted it. He was free from the COVID, but apparently it left him with some incapacities. It exposed and left him with some stuff he didn't have before, and he had to deal with it, and he couldn't deal with it.
Wow. That was really unfortunate. Condolences.
Yeah.
Let me get his name here. Shazad Mohammed.
Yeah, condolences. Yeah.
And that's the second daily. We have any final?
Final. Here, a picture of your area, Miles. A picture here of a bus mean at St. Francois Valley Road in Belmont. This is last July.
Okay.
This is because a file
I was
photo.
About to say I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, this is a file photo. Wasa repairing a bus mean. Also, Lennox Seeley, new executive director, chairman. I mean, this man has a lot on his plate. He's executive director, he's chairman, yeah, and he's chief executive officer.
That's something like, you know, the old saying, chief cook and bottle washer.
Yeah, he is
everything.
They say he has sweeping powers.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is somebody who has the power to deal with, you know, do what he has to do to make it happen, to make the agenda take place. Government appoints new Wasa CEO to remedy its woes, Mr. Fix-It, and cop shot in supermarket robbery. All this happening, a lot happening. Yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah, that's about it. Two held after cop shot and wounded in Coover. PC Brendan Marcus, we wish him a speedy recovery. PC Marcus. Arima teen shot in back and buttocks. He was wounded. There's always, you have a buttock shot, eh?
Why?
Because it's the back. Is the back now, so you bam bam, and yet when somebody pelt a shot, I guess, you know, is
wherever it connects.
Yeah, wherever it connects is an area that, you know, a shot could pelt on.
It open.
Yeah, sepulchre. It's like a sepulchre.
Well, it shouldn't be an open sepulchre, your buttock shouldn't be an open sepulchre.
But it shouldn't be an open sepulchre in general.
It falls into the line of fire, sorry.
But the back.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good enough area. To shoot a shot. No, but I'm saying it's not right, your legs thinner, your calves thinner. You know, you might get away with that. And the plus, that moving, that your legs moving, your hands moving now when you're running. But remember, look what it's got you. We're staying steady.
Yeah.
Your back into your buttocks. Your back. You ain't running.
Well, and
your
running like that.
If you're running on your buttocks, swinging very brutal, it mightn't connect. It might evade the shot.
If you're running like that. That's our problem.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're,
but probably, I'm just saying here, this is just, you know, I'm going to think outside the box too, man.
Yeah, let me hear.
probably if you need to run from a gunman, probably you need to wiggle.
To run and sway?
Sway your buttocks.
Alright, yeah,
to avoid.
Slam circuit.
To avoid
it. Could I go to the circuit?
Yeah, I think you need to run and
I could go
almost
to
run and whine. To run and whine.
Next
so it cannot connect to the buttocks area. Because notice if anything moving, well it's not connecting. So in order to get away, I think you should move that buttocks area very,
you know,
very viciously from left to right.
You know, there's a bad man all over the place these days. Next thing you get out the lazy man.
And left to right, front to back.
And he's not running, you're not going to start the front end bullet.
You wouldn't get any bullet.
Well, this is Tall Prince and the drummer Wednesday. Oh God, all you don't do me that. Trinidad, don't do me that.
Today's drummer Wednesday, that's what you should know. You know people talking on, you know people sending messages about that that strategy for dodging.
Serious?
Dodging bullets, yeah.
Nah, I don't think
in terms of, because when you really look at it, Miles, where the guy with the back and we're not laughing at the situation, but we're just saying that notice what where the bullet hit, where stays straight. It's not hitting anything not moving.
Yeah.
Cause when you're running your back and your buttocks, just straight now. So my suggestion is, if you don't want to get probably hitting the buttocks, you just dilly-dally, you just move that area, pelvic area, relentlessly, and you probably would not you would escape.
Yeah.
Move it all over. Left, right, front, back, do the dollar wine while you're running.
No, you gotta go center, 5 cents alone. You can't do
send friends, $10.
You can't do 10 cents and dollar because you're staying in line there.
Yeah, true. Well, you move cent and cent, 5 cents. Cent and 5 cents. But move it vigorously.
And you know, a cent not available anymore.
Yeah.
So
bring it back. Just for that purpose. Just move it vigorously. Also, I don't know if folks have been following major news in terms of international news, what happened with Tiger Woods. Real sad in terms of, he's alive and they say he's conscious and he's up. But in terms of his career, it's really at a big question mark right now, because they say it's his femur and another part. It have steel plus his ankles. Ankle, they have steel and screws and so on in the ankle, so it'll be a big recovery. It's like Tiger Woods can't catch a break, boy. Hey, welcome to our second hour, my friends. Good morning. If you just joined us, hey, welcome. This is the Grand Slam Morning Show. This is Drama Wednesdays. Blaze and Selector Miles. And want to say good morning to the Lifestyle Motors team. They're out and about this morning. The service crew, Mark, Balgo, Kunti, Nico, and Boy. Have a great day today, fellas. All be safe, you know? Well, I just got information, great information from a good police brethren of mine in terms of why some people, folks are shot in their buttocks. He was saying that most of the time, if someone is shooting at you, you would bend your back and get low.
Yeah, get low.
And that obviously, for you to get low, you would have to cock out your rear end and get low. You know, so that's why probably the target there is like the biggest target now. So that's why, because remember your back almost horizontal.
Yeah.
You want your back horizontal to the road or wherever you're running, to the surface. And you had to cock out for that. So you say that's probably why folks just get shot in the buttocks a little more often than usual.
It makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. So my remedy to this is...
No, don't bring that remedy now, please.
What do you mean?
Please, don't bring that remedy now.
Alright, this could be for... I'm not talking to bandits here, I'm talking to people in general.
But that remedy... No, we need to find you that remedy.
Now, I still believe in the moving parts remedy, yeah?
But moving parts...
Moving parts, it's harder to hit.
Yeah, but
obviously.
When you get low, it's very difficult to get low and move your parts.
Well, that's what I'm going to talk about now.
Nah.
My suggestion is when you get low, move your buttocks. Side to side. And so it's harder to hit now. So you get low and you move it. And you continue moving.
Blaze, what
and
was
you continue
do, right?
Running.
You're going to Adj, right?
I'll go into TTMF now.
After TTMF, you're going to Adj, right?
Yes.
Hey, what would you do? Just stand in the corner there and run to the door. Just get low. I'm not even asking you to move nothing.
Yeah.
Just get low and run and tell me how difficult that is.
It is difficult.
So then you're going to move your buttocks from left to right while you do that?
Well, I mean, you know, if you want to, I mean, it's perfect, but nobody lives in a perfect world.
Nah, please.
But if you really want to get away,
for two reasons.
That's what you need to do.
One, I think it's very difficult.
Mm.
And then the second reason is I think you would definitely put yourself in more problems. Okay? Because remember, I told you, rumor has it that these gunmen these individuals are very, you know, questionable.
Yeah.
They're slight to moderate.
Yeah, so you might encourage that kind of vibes you don't want.
You're enticing the man.
Yeah.
Because you get low and then you're whining for him.
Yeah. Well, you're not really whining, now. You're moving.
You're moving that
area from side to side.
Yeah, that area from side to side. In his mind, he is a questionable character,
right,
he would say, nah, but this person out for me.
It could be deemed as that.
Then you might end up getting a different kind of bullet.
Yeah, the bullet might be different. Well, I mean, you know, this we just giving advice here on Grammar Wednesday.
I don't like that advice.
Look, somebody said a guy from down by them got shot twice in his buttocks on two separate occasions, you know. Wow. Hey, from DJ Bravo into TJ. Sad place. Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people, they actually commending Bravo on the track. You know? Yeah, so that's good. You know what I'm looking for, friends? Two things. Here what I'm looking for. First of all, and the nation will help me, so we're going into drama after. I'm looking for one. I'm looking for a Chinese chopper.
Chinese chopper?
Yeah, where I could get a Chinese chopper.
Good question. I don't know. Will you buy a nice shot on thing? Excellent. I guess excellent.
Probably excellent.
Yeah.
A Chinese chopper. I'm looking for a Chinese chopper, one. And two, I'm looking for a good detailing place for my vehicle. I'm talking about nice detailing, your vacuum and all in between.
Mm.
The dusters in between the little lines in the dashboard, you know. Nice. I'm looking for a nice place to detail. Clean, you know, use a toothbrush and clean the rims, you know. Them different kind of things now. Nice detailing place. So if you all have any recommendations, let me know. Please.
Cool.
Alright, that's the two things I wanted to ask about this morning. Alright, so Miles, is that time, you know, people done saying?
Yeah, while I line it up, I just want to say good morning and happy birthday to Janiel. Yeah.
Who?
Janiel.
Janiel? Not Daniel, Janiel.
No, Janiel Nibbles Roberts.
Nibbles?
I guess that's her nickname.
Why?
Coming from her twin sister, Daniel. Happy birthday. So happy birthday, Janiel.
Oh, Janiel and Daniel.
Catch it. Yeah, so happy birthday to the twin sisters, the Robert twin sisters, Janiel and Daniel.
How old are they today?
And I don't know.
Okay.
I'm regent.
Happy birthday, same way, man.
Also, actually, they have nothing else. Let's just go to drama. Let's just go. Anything else could be a thing. So, we go to drama. Is he first? No, started?
Yes. Well, nation, it is about that time. Well, we welcome all and sundry to the biggest morning show ever since the invention of this thing called the FM frequency. My nation, we say welcome to drama. Yes. If you're calling us via phone, please give us that call at 624-1005 or 623-5001. And do not forget the hashtag. Once you're communicating with us via social media, please don't forget the hashtag Drama Wednesdays. Yes, we had lots of commitments inside the last hour, so please forgive us. You know the bills. We have to pay bills in order to live our trills, yes? So let us go. Let us see what the drama has to offer today, Wednesday, the Drama Wednesday. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Miles. Good morning, Liz.
Yes, good morning.
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
You see people who like to walk around and be stripping themselves in public on all kind of BS.
They what? They stripping themselves in public?
Yes, undressing. They need to stop that BS, you understand?
What happened with this?
Because yesterday I encountered an incident.
Mm-hmm.
While waiting to go off to work. And believe you me, please, I might to tell you.
So what it is you saw?
If I didn't keep my camera, I would have slapped this man down, you know.
So, what it is you saw?
And I might have gotten into trouble.
So what you saw? What you saw?
The man, scary thing, eh? I did not want him to sit down next to me. Because apparently, all of a sudden, he does become any crazy. Hmm. And zipping down his pants, unbuckling it, and opening up his belt. Hmm. And our papers covering us with reading papers.
This happening in the crazy, so you know.
Yes, in the crazy.
No, I need to see about this.
I saw it once, I saw it twice. You tell him, I said, no. So, tape recorded. Hmm. Yesterday, he came and wanted to come and sit down next to me. Well, you know, I didn't see him. Waving straw inside my face, all kind of BS, and house was on behind me because I don't want you to sit down next to me.
Hmm.
I called the police, so he's back, so I don't know.
You call the police?
Because I'm lying to tell you, I could have licked that man down, and believe you me, I would have get in trouble.
Yeah.
Because the raid I was in yesterday, I could have damaged that little man.
Wow.
I sent you the video.
Wow.
I could have damaged that man yesterday.
Well, I hope these things are... So the police came, I mean?
Well, I am never even to go off to work.
Oh, you didn't wait.
Because sometimes I had to reach for early, because I started to reach for 8 sometimes, and I started to reach for 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So the days when I reached for 7:30, I reached... just in time to leave.
Right.
So, see, that's all this. Because a lot of men that you walk around and doing them, stripping it.
Yes.
In Arima too. If I want to see Arima, but I haven't seen it for quite a while. He's pushing his hand in his pocket and playing with you know what.
He putting his hand in his pocket and playing. Wow.
Yes.
Like if he's fiddling for change.
Because I make him out and I say, hey, what are you doing there? And when you see me, he jump on playing out his pocket and he runs.
Well, all right. Well, thanks for alerting us, Candace. We appreciate
yeah.
that.
And where you could get your supper, you could get it like in a variety store, excellent store. So
yeah. Yeah, Miles suggested. I appreciate that very much, Candace.
Yeah.
And watch out for them. Just make sure and stay safe, all right?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, niceness. Well, I'm getting a lot of great recommendations. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hi guys.
Oh my goodness.
Big hello.
Morning.
I went back and get shooting the buttock.
What?
I heard you were talking about shooting buttocks.
Yeah, we were saying that, you know, people.
And you were saying get low.
Yeah, we're just saying because the person got low, they got shooting the buttocks, and that's all.
Well, you're supposed to get low when you see shots coming.
Shutter fire,
don't
yeah.
You?
Shutter fire, yeah.
You?
Everybody, if shutter fire, you get low.
Well, I love to get low. More enough to get low, I lay down.
Sound like your voice getting low too?
Now I lay down. I turn forward. I do everything when I hear the shots coming.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, take low. I want to
get there. What?
I spoke to Akeem yesterday.
Talk to who?
Akeem.
Who's Akeem?
Akeem 5.0.
Nah, you can't talk to Akeem 5.0.
Yes, and we were about the hairdresser.
No.
Excellent, Colin. You got a hairdresser, and we had some talks about the baby shower, all those things.
Okay, all right, yeah. You're going off key now. You're going off key. The first off key moment was Akeem. Right? That's the first.
No, off-key. His first off key moment was Colin.
Okay, yes.
Right?
Yes, that's the first off key. Right? Second off key was Akeem.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Jamal.
Morning, my friend.
Morning. I was going to the frequency yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And the lower frequency, I heard a man who went into politics. And he turned to the radio station. I just didn't return to slam.
Yeah.
I heard that you say that you didn't want him back. Please?
Yeah, you're coming with old news now. This is it's played out, you know what I mean? It played out, yeah. You finished?
Yes.
Okay, well it's played out.
Why
so
did you not take him back, please?
It played out. It played out, my friend.
No, well he wants a conversation, so let me talk to him. Chief, you listed?
You listening
now? Hello, yes, I'm listening.
You hearing? Alright, so I'm asking you a question and answer. Is Blazy boss here?
No, but you are the
hold on. Is Blaze the boss here?
No.
So does Blaze have the power to hire and fire?
Yes.
Blaze has the power to hire and fire.
Well, I want to hire you. I want to hire you.
Influential Blaze.
No, no,
I
want to
hire you.
No, no, no. Hold on. Does Blaze have the power to hire and fire?
Yes.
No.
I do.
You do. He does not.
Well, I want to hire you.
He does not.
How about I hire you?
No, I will carry you.
Oh, well, now. Nah, well, I want to hire you. Come now, I'll get a higher pay. How much are you working for? Let me ask you. Let me go. Let me call you. Want a conversation. How much are you working for?
I'm looking for good money, man.
I could give you better money.
Nah, you can't give me better money.
Why?
So that you can't match it.
Why?
Blaze, you should have hired the man back.
But Blaze does not have the power.
Come on,
that's what I'm trying to tell you.
And then you call him with old news thing too. That played out. That played out.
You
had the power to bring it. You didn't have the power to bring him back, but you wanted him back.
He's asking if Blaze didn't have the power to bring him back, but he wanted him back.
Yeah.
You're asking Blaze if he wanted the man back.
Yeah.
I don't understand. You just tell me I didn't want him back.
Bring him back. Would he have bring him back?
You just tell him I didn't bring him back.
If he had the power.
If I had the power to bring back anything, I'll bring him back. If I had the power to bring back my grandfather, I'll bring him back.
Please, they're being difficult, they know, man.
No, you are being facetious, and I think you're looking for back.
You're looking for back now.
Yeah, I think you're looking for back.
Answer your question. Blaze does not have the power. You take it if he had the power.
Yeah, I think you're looking for back now. I think that's what you want this morning. You want that?
No.
Well, then why? Well, why?
I'm looking for the truth.
The truth is, I can't hire or fire. So what else you want? Let me hear what else you want. We're giving you the whole radio. The whole radio is yours now. We want to address this. Go ahead.
Because I'm hoping that this would be the last call of this nature.
This is your time. We ain't cutting off.
So what you want to ask again?
You go ahead. Go ahead. Talk on the radio.
He answered your question. No, if he had the power, he'd have bring him back. But he doesn't.
Yeah. Go ahead now. Go ahead.
So what again you want to know?
You're my here.
Have a fantastic day.
Come on, man. Let's play it out, man. Hello. Good morning.
Let's take rather long.
No, because you see, it's a situation where people think it's a joke thing and whatever.
So you gotta address it.
You know, just how we laughing and he trying to be bacchanal, right?
Toes.
Yeah, Toes. Toes.
Wow, Toes just went into there, though.
Toes. Who Toes is sucking? Yeah, no, I love that.
I'll tell her, yeah, so. Anyway,
yeah.
Over the weekend, there's a video circulated with a man in the bathroom of a mall.
I heard about
you
it. I think was it a mall in the east?
I don't know. I think south. I heard.
Oh, south. Okay. Yeah.
It was distasteful, right? And I get to understand that man was married recently, so it's like he not having sex with his wife.
Brethren,
we don't know.
We don't know that far.
We can't say.
Sorry, we don't know. We just know it's disgusting.
Oh God, Brian Manning. Oh,
no, Brethren.
No. Fire!
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
All right, so that call never happened.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Yeah, that's
as a matter of fact, like the first set of calls didn't happen.
Yeah, we now started. Yeah, hello.
My brother.
Yeah, good morning.
I want to thank you.
Okay. Man in the tree. In the spring, sorry.
No pool ball. Your water finally got.
Well, good. We happy. And you see the major changes in Wasser, right? I know you just keep up to date with your papers.
But here what's going on by IAM could solve that problem for you, know, with that Chinese chopper.
With the Chinese chopper, yes, IAM. That's the place. True.
But here's the problem with going, you know. You will spend more money because you go see the real thing that you want.
Oh, okay.
It's like when you go in a quick shop.
Yes, yeah, problem.
Well, thanks for that advice. We really appreciate it.
On. Yeah. One more thing, you know. As soon as you come up on the hills, just ride the van. You go take the van for a little hour and a half, and your problem done, my brother.
All right, my brother. Well, it's goodness.
Are you serious, you know?
Goodness. Well, it's goodness. Yeah. It's niceness. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Morning.
Morning.
Yeah.
So these fellas tell on GW, God, listen, nation.
JW knew before he left that he didn't have no money to hire nobody on his 6 to 9 shift in the evening.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Playlist running from 6 p.m. in the 6 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
That is the risk JW took.
Okay, yeah. Let me just...
We understand that the business is operated in such a manner that when a cost is cut, it is not re-added.
Okay, clearly.
You're a man who understands business, but let me move on from it still.
Yeah, you understand right, business. Right, yeah.
Give thanks to the giving of thanks.
Give thanks to the giving of thanks. The man has some bread in his mouth.
Exactly.
Let me move on. Love. Yeah. Goodness, you're saying correct.
Right, my brother. I am going to solve that problem, like the man say.
Mm.
And I'm going to send you a number for somebody who is detail cars. Watch me. She bad. My friend Onika, she bad. She's steaming out your AC vent.
Are you serious?
She's shampooing your carpet something. Where drive back, watch man.
Where's she located?
And she doesn't, she located in the East West Corridor, but she doesn't even make house calls if you could arrange it right.
Well, thy goodness, I like that.
Right, I'm going to send that number for you now.
Thank you, my brother. Yeah, manners. Blessed. All the time. Hello, good morning.
Right, I'm going.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
So that caller who called earlier on, who telling you I have the power. I was upset with you, you know.
Why?
Because you had the power to hang up on him and you just engage him, you know, in such a stupid
Well, sometimes, you know, to put things to rest, you have to engage, you know. I mean, that's just how it is sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I should have cut him off. That's what you're saying.
You should have just let me know what I have the power to do.
No.
I have the power to protect
you. No, but... But if we cut him off, it would turn into, you see, he cut me off. It's the truth.
Yeah.
Thing, whatever. So, I chose to deal with it.
And he left him and he cut off himself.
All right. I understand. But we'll have a blessed day.
You too, my brother. Respect. Love. Hello. Good morning. Yes.
Private, yeah.
Go private.
Yeah. Back the man, I just look in here. He can't say well, but what I'm saying is, rain falling.
When, right now?
Yeah, well, I'm in the Southland, so, you know, really, really heavy.
Okay.
Yeah. Right now, I'm feeling for that stress.
All right, private. Fantastic.
That stress is not an umbrella. Why would you feel for that? Why would you feel for that stress when rain
falls?
That stress is not a blanket? Why would you want that stress when you're feeling cold?
I want to rub up my face in that bosom.
All right. Okay, well, it's not... You know what? It's not for rubbing up. It's just... Right, that's not for you to rub up. That has been rubbed up already by somebody.
And I don't know, rub my face between she wears.
All right, all right, okay.
Cool. Yeah,
all right, private.
Not private, again.
I find private again public. Hello.
Yeah, douchebag here, boy.
Yeah, douche.
Swappy on a tour.
What's that?
If Swappy on a tour.
I don't know what tour you're talking about.
Well, I mean carnival, you know.
Yeah, first was Skinner Park, then Sawa, now in a mall.
Oh, my boy. Douche.
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
I don't know about Sour, douchebag. Just pull back on Sour. Hello, Vision 2030. Hello.
Oh, I see and I saw. Oh, yeah. I saw Sour in a vision.
Ah.
Scrapers and pipers all around. Goozum thing like first time.
That's our family reunion.
And like Richie, go on and over. Richie, go on. Oh, you can turn Zion and have a shot to that boy.
Oh, God.
Nah, boy. Hello.
Hi, morning. This is the guy who exposed Ricky T last time.
Ricky T? What did you expose Ricky T with again?
Well, he teased the song. He teased the whole flow from
the... Oh, right. Okay. Go ahead.
Prince Swanny teased a whole instrumental from a US rapper. I sent two links to the WhatsApp. His song Load Up is the same beat as Saint X Bree. So the exact same instrumental. I don't know if he paid for it. And I doubt he paid for it.
Why you doubt? You don't know?
Why you doubt it?
He cannot pay for it.
No, he's paying for gold chain.
No, yeah.
Powder.
Well, he have that already, but he could possibly be paying for it, and you don't know.
Nah. I sent you links to your WhatsApp. You could have your own opinion on it.
All right, we'll check it out.
I could also tell you how to get a Chinese chopper.
Well, I was told already. Fair and square.
You can get one for free.
For free?
Where?
You just go to a Chinese restaurant and tell them the food is trash. And mock them continuously. They will pelt one at you. If you are lucky enough to catch it, you are safe. Or you could go to the hospital and come just remove it from your back.
Remove it from where?
Your back of it.
You want to have them remove it from your back of them.
Back.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I just want to say a special good morning to Patrice Roberts for hiring Ricardo Joe to carry her makeup bag.
Well, no, I don't think that's the case with Patrice and Ricardo. Yeah. I think they're dating now, it's official. And, you know, you just help along as almost like a boyfriend carrying a girlfriend's purse. That have happened to you?
So they're dating after they had a baby?
Well, darling, listen, all those intricacies I can't answer. Right? All I can say is what I see, and that's what I see.
Well, maybe they were dating all along.
What about all those? What about links and all of those who proposed for Carnival last year?
I don't know.
They haven't had a 5-year engagement.
I don't know. Darling, hear what's going on. I don't know.
Maybe they don't want to have a COVID wedding.
Yeah, probably you could call them and find out. We don't know. We don't know here.
I definitely don't know.
Because you have a lot of questions, I realize. A lot of relationship questions.
But we can't answer.
Yeah, we can't answer that one. Sorry. Hello.
Good morning. Testy is here.
Yes, Testy.
That female caller is coming in very sharp.
very sharp.
And if I say she coming in sharp, is that reasonable?
Yeah.
Nah, she coming in real sharp.
You are a tiny chopper. Your tongue park up right now. There, when you're finishing studio walk across in Chinatown, yeah, all kind of chopper to get.
I just wanted to know a good place, because you know sometimes the places you buy, it's not strong, and you know,
the handle
fall off, and after two chops, you understand what I'm saying?
The Chinese mafia organized a whole street for the people, so you'll get through.
Yeah.
But that man who call and tell us him, oh, yeah, the powers, he's a cockamus platamus sort.
Okay, well, leave it so.
Yeah.
We ain't going back there. Let me leave that, yeah.
Lastly, the man who talking about the girlfriend who have the steam business pose and tell on her number, man, because a woman van get a tune up too in Syria. She cleaning good?
Well, I don't know. The person said that, and somebody else endorsed the young lady, yeah?
Yeah.
Her name is Onika.
Well, I'm going to call Onika and the number go ring. If the pastor says, send it now, please.
All right, I will send it on to you.
All right,
brother.
Patricia, but
all right.
Time, how much time back up with you to get money off? I just asking.
Tassie, we don't know. Tassie, we really asking, we dead. Better ask me for the phone number for the detailer lady. Hello. Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Can this have to be real best? Oh, anyway,
why?
Man ready to choke the monkey, so.
No, well, I mean, you know, there's sickles all around, you know, she just happened to notice.
I see she real correct. You ever see a picture of G?
Nah, I never saw a picture with her.
I thought she shoot one day. Let me see where she's seen.
Why you want to shoot a picture of herself, Bridget?
You want to see what he see? Yeah, he said why?
Nah. Leave her anonymous now. Hello.
Morning, Dharma.
Yeah, morning, my brother.
Morning.
Neighbor Street.
Yeah, Boss Road.
It really happened to society, you know. How you could be doing this thing? Yes, please. Yeah, yeah, man.
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, man, and them have to be real sick or to be
saddest. Saddest, yeah.
Yeah, that's madness. And to those people who are trying to mind Patrice Roberts' business, tell them as to meet Patrice themselves and ask them to business.
Right. Because we don't know she business.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But by the way, I just want to say a blessed morning to Trinidad and Tobago and sending out some love to the boss lady.
Who is?
Right?
Who's the boss lady?
Who's the boss lady?
Miss L. That's all I just.
What L stand for?
For love. Why are you
oh, Mr. Love. Okay, all right. Just like up our name. You like up our name, you know what I mean?
I want to say what I don't know how
you. Like, just like up our little name to the vibes, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Love.
Miss Indy.
Miss Cindy.
Miss Indy. Indy.
Who's Miss Indy now?
It's my quota.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's Mr. Love on one side and Miss Indy on the next side?
Whatever.
Miss Love at home and Miss Indy at work.
Miss no co-worker,
well, she's at work, right? She's located at work, right?
Have a nice day, Blaze.
Hello, man in place, sir.
Hello.
Hey, Blaze. Morning.
Morning, my brethren.
Morning.
What's going on in this radio station, boy?
What's going on?
Our man go call Chris Kennedy and tell him he have a seat back. What is that?
No, well, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
Who did that?
A man call yesterday and tell him, Chris Kennedy, he have a seat back.
And what did Chris do?
Laugh and blush.
Nah, I doubt that. I think he cut him off. He probably cut him off.
No, he didn't.
Nah, Chris wouldn't laugh at blush as that. At that.
Chris, you finally have a seat back. Thanks, caller.
Well, we'll have to talk to Chris if that's the case.
Yeah, stop him, please. And I think Patrice Roberts had to go back to her shop, you
know. Oh, God. Where's he, why is Patrice trending?
Yeah,
where's he dealing with Patrice, Jen?
Why is she trending?
How come?
What did she do?
Yeah,
did we miss something?
That's what I
said. Because as far as I know, she lying low.
And as far as I know, I mean, Patrice, bless you, with a nice plate. And Patrice, normal.
Yeah,
everything cool. Everything cool. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, morning.
Yes, I'm manager of Hilton here. I'd like to order a truck of water, please. Trevin wants to jump in the pool.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, my brother, this morning.
Oh, talk morning. To me, Vice Grippers.
I second that request that I have to take on this way.
Nah, I can't. This, I don't know what kind of
look like. Fungal in the bungalow outside in the open.
No, no, no.
But, I mean,
is she a man doing what, Vice?
She eat the fungal in the bungalow.
Nah, the bungalow. Nobody have a dirty bungalow. It's not because of Candace. It's just because them fellas is dirty bungalow.
And Blaze, what kind of wine back on the bullet? Kind of tough is that?
I never say that. I say moving parts. Moving parts.
Anyhow, loving you out on a Wednesday, you don't know.
Don't know, my brother.
Easy vice.
Yeah, moving parts we're talking about. Moving parts. Hello. Morning, my brother.
Morning. My Blaze, I'm touching this pump. You can't see anything, you know.
Because we don't know about it.
We don't know.
The fiddles in Mongtop.
What was the story?
Well, pump city calling. Next to why pump city talking, here Shirley coming just so. Everybody started wondering, well, what's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
So Shirley started wondering, well, they're in Mongdo.
They're in Mongdo?
Yeah, Mongdo. And a man, see, I told you, Pastor, if you have an idea with the house, it's about a white new model Hilux packed up and packed up there sometimes.
Serious?
Yeah, with some black packed up the rocket room. I don't know what I'm
serious? And where did it park up?
Because yeah, just park up in the yard sometimes too.
In Mongdo?
And sometimes he might stay the night and all too.
So wow. you're living opposite or something?
No. I'm a little sources now.
Wow.
Let's park up. I have some issues in this car park.
Wow.
I know for my note.
All right. Well, we go check on it. We go really put our APB out on that to find out, right?
Yeah. Find out for me, right?
All right, brethren.
All right. Blessed.
Every day. The Grand Slam Morning Show.
I want to say good morning, a special good morning to the Bessel Street Police Station team. You know, they're locked on and they're listening.
Always.
And some of them even contributing.
Cheers.
Yeah, man. Good morning to Officer Macmillan.
He contributes?
What you mean? And he voice can't hide. We don't get the information already. Yeah, he's a good police officer.
We we should do better investigation.
We should do better investigations, Officer yeah. Macmillan.
Yeah.
Have a good day, my brethren.
Yeah, blessings on you.
Yeah, man, blessed man. It's goodness, man. Watch your friends where you keep. All right, let us move on. I had to make some investigation now. I had to call Xander when I finish to find out. I had to do my investigation now. You understand, man?
Yeah, let the games begin.
Oh, yeah. Well, I could call the commissioner and see. Just do a little investigation and see what's happening. You boys can't hide. Let us get in. Hello, good morning.
Hey, wait.
A pleasant good morning to the panel.
Yes, good morning. Yeah.
I hope all is well between you two guys.
Yes, my friend.
I commend the job that you all are doing so far. This is a first-time caller.
Welcome. What's your name?
Joel.
Yes, Joel.
Right. I've been listening to the panel this morning, and that call that came in from Candace, it is?
Yes, from Candace.
Right. The thing about it is that as much as it is Drama Wednesdays, I'm not lying to tell you, if I hear anything happening like that to our women of society, of this country, I myself would cause a bit more drama for the Wednesday.
Yeah.
If I have to find that man myself. Because we as a people need to protect our women. And I find that, you know, some people making a little joke about it and stuff like that. And the more people make joke about it, the more offended I feel.
Yeah.
Because that could be my sister, that could be my wife, that could be my mother. And at the end of the day, we need to push more positivity in our people, in our mindset. This is how we change, even in music, in the way we speak, in the lessons we teach to our young ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're coming up even wilder than before, than we have grown up.
Yes, sir. Sure.
And at the end of the day, I mean, I commend you guys bringing this up on the media and whatnot, but we need to put a stop to this for our women. Seriously.
Well, what she did is that she reported it to the police. She didn't stick around to find out what was the result. So hopefully we'll see something coming out of that.
I hope so too, because even that is a bit of an pain in my side with regard to that category. But regardless of such, I just hope that the best does turn out, and that it doesn't, that a blind eye isn't turned.
Yes.
For our law enforcement. I know they have a hard time out there dealing with all sorts of issues and criminal activities.
Yes, Officer Macmillan and them, they work hard.
But we need to we need to encourage them too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if they don't, I might end up in jail because I might find that man myself.
Understood. Thanks.
You all have a blessed day.
Joel, thank you so much for your contribution, my friend.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, easy. Glad to have you. Yeah, Joel, a serious man, you know. Hello, good morning. Hello. Hello, good morning. All right, guys.
Ease up.
Easy.
Did you see my phone?
Joel just contributed.
Did
easy.
You see my phone?
Hello. We're going to know what's going on. Hello, good morning.
Sour in the bed.
Talk to me, Sour.
Who's Sour?
I want to say good morning to the Sawa Police Station, Barataria Police Station, Santa Cruz Police Station. All the police in Sawa beg up on themselves this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Sawa is loving you. And we love the police because they protect we and they serve we in Sawa.
All the time, even the substation by the bus route.
Even the substation, I beg up the substation by the bus route.
Right.
Police in Sawa. All the ticket police in Sawa. They got this stuff up, man. That's how I love, Belmont is love.
All the time.
Love. For the wake up in the morning as a winner. Sour don't know that already, right?
Don't know. Sour.
Hey,
watch now. Sour is passionate. You know? Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Blaze.
Yeah.
Long time. You used to call yourself Pump Up Man, Blaze. Remember
long time.
That?
Yes.
Surely won't she the pump, she then when she was harassing us,
Well, I'm not sure, but she's well, he first of all is a he. He's not gonna get his wish.
Well, is that what she wants?
Nah, that's, you know, that's not gonna happen.
But his eyes not set on Blaze though.
I wanna say good morning to St. James CID too. Joseph and his team, Yeah.
Easy Joseph.
Well, Easy and Joel now. Easy.
You're still born in a fight.
Yes, shit.
Oh, God.
Cool now, man. Hello.
Breaking news.
Yeah, morning breaking news.
Morning breaking news.
It is alleged that several people of notoriety in society have been featured on the HTC's owing tenant list.
The list is out with who owing?
The list is out with people who are owing.
Okay.
What hurt me the most is that one person related to Miles Grant is on that list.
Related to me?
Related, okay.
Miles, help out your cousin Marlon. Hot dog is owing.
No, we don't.
First and foremost. First and foremost, Marlon Grant, aka Hot Dog, is not my cousin.
As well as General Grant.
General Grant is not my uncle.
Right.
Right? Whatever on that list is on that list.
Yeah. So, that's it.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Big Brother, please.
Talk to me, producer.
Go, producer.
What's going on? What's that? It's only because he's a new caller, you know, right? And he comes with some like positivity. Right? It sounds like people still want to deal with him.
Yeah, but yeah, we just telling them to cool it.
Alright, cool. Pom City call for the morning?
No.
Nah.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't Pom City. It's a fella who does song like him. They call him Putty Girl.
So, this a new caller or something?
On Chris Schiff. He just called Chris Schiff.
So, is that the front fruit?
Yeah, it's at the front fruit.
Well, from the time you say fruit.
I shock Pom City and call and defend himself.
Oh,
but he's a man, he don't stand for them thing. I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
But in any real talk, it was me, man, boy.
Okay. Well, thanks for clearing up that. Because yeah, I and all was kind of shocked, you know.
Yeah. You don't know.
Yeah,
well, thanks, producer.
Thanks, yeah. We'll see. I'm not seeing any. Somebody just sent the list here. But no Grant, I'm not seeing. I'm not seeing that.
You really went to look.
Well, the person send the list, so I come in the list. Hello.
Yeah,
morning, my virgin.
Don't get my chain snap in Saudi, right?
Your what?
The chain snap.
What has happened?
In Saudi.
Nah, that can't be true.
Yeah, but you went pick up the other Maori.
Nah. That can't be true. People don't do them things in Saudi. That is outlawed. We don't deal with that in Saudi. Probably get, if you hello.
Hi, Jimmy. Why you get to know like that, please?
We fed up.
Okay, please. I must say, boy. You look good yesterday. That jeans are a little too tight, but you look good. And that black jersey and that red and white Jordan. Well, you look masculine, that black jersey pumping that girl. Oh, God.
So you in a gas station, right?
Well, oh, God, please, you look good pumping gas.
You in a gas station. Where pump gas yesterday, boy?
On Park Street.
I went to Richmond.
No, I was on your phone, I got a blaze, you look like doing Johnson.
Yeah. Have a nice day now. Have a nice
right,
day. Yeah, we don't want that. We don't want that.
We good,
yo, Brethren. 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 Man, you see how people. Man, you see that.
Yeah.
The man detail everything.
He could have you in place there.
You know why? I'm trying to remember now.
What's up?
Like who was around?
Who was around?
But I can't remember. Cause you know you're not really paying attention.
Yeah,
you just
exactly.
Study to get the gas and.
Unless it's somebody calling him, you wouldn't take it on.
I'm trying to remember who was around now.
You about your business?
I can't remember, boy. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, yeah. Good morning, Rion Elborn here, boy.
No, this is not Rion Elborn.
My birthday passed. Real nice, boy. All in action.
This is
my birthday night, boy.
This is not Rion Elborn.
I'm telling you, this is Rion. My wife in studio right now. She cooked pilau for me, boy.
You cook pilau, Janine?
Yes.
You're Rion Elborn's wife. You are Rion Elborn's wife.
Yes.
But did you cook pilau?
Not on his birthday, no.
Okay.
Well, I just eat it from the same.
What did last week pay out? Nah, Janine wouldn't do that.
I cook fresh food. You know that.
Nah.
But that's not him, huh?
Obviously.
Obviously. You know this.
That's why we keep on saying it's not him. Hello, the Alan Hawkins.
It's not no fruit. Let me start off this thing.
No, Pumsy, tell your name, calling off key. And we didn't want to believe it.
What my name calling for now?
Because
I know when we get to show the toilet in the jam Friday, I don't see wallet and I didn't see nobody.
No, it's not about
it's
that.
It's actually worse than that.
Yeah, it's worse than that. Your name calling up with Shirley. And I think that's like, you don't want that.
They're saying that you called Chris Kennedy's shift on Monday, right?
Yeah.
And apparently while you were talking, Shirley came on the phone and they said that you all were in Mount Dor together.
Hey, let me talk to Charlotte by being radio friendly. One, no man just come anywhere with me.
Okay,
right.
Two, are you being Mong though?
Okay.
Three, who did you say?
Okay.
Who said that?
Okay.
Who said that?
Okay.
Well, they said callers, that's what they heard. They thought it was you and you were Shirley.
If there's one thing I deal with, it's facts.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Not other words that begin with F, end with S. Has some G's and some T's in it.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
I just saying chat.
Yeah.
Anyway, I call you to work some business because I hear breaking news about Miles people on the list.
Well, that first of all, Miles cleared it up. That is not his
name.
Yeah,
well, I hear the vociferosity in his voice. I like it serious.
Yeah, he's very serious. He's not going through that.
You know, I'm sitting media men had their houses between 2010 to 2015 up in St. Charles. I've seen plenty of people in the media.
Seriously?
Yeah, I think one is significant as he's a fire officer, but he never made the list, but he went to get big money.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, and I know he jumped on the chair yesterday and ball, but Barry shot me out, and Barry just, they say no sooner, Barry, get you on the list, you still have to pay for the house.
All he thought was a free house.
Well, after freeness says.
More freeness.
And well, Barry share real freeness, and now, well, I think they'll take a hike and she'll scrape up some money.
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 1.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
He caught us there.
Yeah.
But versus confirming, verse heard it. It wasn't Pumsy Tears, Portugal.
Portugal.
Yeah.
Right. We just want to, we don't want people that get their fruits mixed up.
Yeah, don't mix up your fruits.
Yeah. A Portugal is a fruit and a Pumsy Tears is a fruit too.
Yeah, but the Pumsy Tears that we deal with is not a fruit.
Nah. He is a vegetable.
Yeah.
A fresh vegetable.
I don't care if it's fresh.
Hello?
Not a problem with me.
Hello, fellas.
Yeah, morning.
Yeah, private again, mate.
Yeah, private.
What I'm saying, Oli, against the LGBT community, right?
No, them. Why are you, well, you, why are you saying over? That?
No, well, at least burn out the fishes, you know, roast them, roast fish.
No, the thing is, we burn out people who are imitations.
Yeah.
You know, who are imitating, who are papi showing the thing.
Yeah.
No, but Oli is so sure that I'm not the real self, you know.
We know,
I
mean, we know that's not the real self.
In the office or by Oli.
We know you that's sure not what? The real self.
You sure what?
Gay people working in the, you know, the GM building.
Yeah, and if so, we give them full respect.
Yeah, but they're burning out the, you know, the people on the radio.
But that's not their people. We're saying that these people are papi showing the thing. So that's why we get on like that.
Oh, I thought that against the gays and I want to always make it upstairs. Nah. Because I know it's a real fish walking.
Nah.
You know it's a real fish walking.
Nah. I don't have that.
Anyway, man walking in office is a fish, right?
Well, yeah, but at the end of the day, everybody's
like
everybody.
I like that. you know it's a real fish upstairs in that.
No, we don't know that. Right?
And so all his friend with the fishes, ones they ain't papi showing the fish thing.
All the time.
So they're good on your bumps and shoulders with the fish.
Normal.
Nah, boy, but it's back. I carry it in.
We don't want no papi show thing.
talking about it. I don't know why I do that fish thing, because I saw fish guy really swim up in Sawa.
Everybody's everybody. Everybody's everybody.
So,
see,
but I see
really fish swim up in Sawa. Alright, you know what? You have to go. You need to go. You need to go. You need to go, right? You need to go. You need to go. Because you're going on and on and on. You're going in circles. Okay. Go from here. Right? That's it. Don't want to peel out talk, then think, then this, that, the other. What are you trying to say? Huh? What eating last week, peel out? Fresh food. Fresh food. So what was the menu?
Curry crab and dumpling was the menu. Yeah.
That's
and
nice.
And then yesterday.
Stuffed dumplings?
No, I didn't make stuffed ones.
Just regular.
Yeah, regular dumplings.
Cow tongue?
What?
Cow tongue dumplings.
Cow tongue dumplings.
Oh, is that what you call flour dumplings?
No.
Well, it's different shapes.
Oh, yes.
You want like a
mine
tongue?
Mine was more like a circle, though.
Oh, the circle one?
Yeah,
circle
more like one. A circle. Okay. I tried to do like a Tobago, you know, vibe. A okay. Stobie vibe.
Got Tobago, like cow tongue too, eh? The cow tongue dumpling. Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
When you know the drains and them in Sawa real stink, right?
Oh gosh, boy! Oh gosh!
The drains and them real stink.
Gosh, boy!
So, you know what kind of fish is it? I mean, that drain, right? Fish that drain, you know? Them fishes and them summer, boy, it have fish living in Sawa, eh? But it just grimy.
Okay. You finished? And Sawa drains clean. Especially the one this walk through right first really. Hello.
Morning again.
You know, I like to... Morning again. Why? You need to turn on your radio, please.
You know?
Yeah, morning.
You know, like...
No, we don't know another one, though.
Yeah, morning again. Morning again.
Alright, you can't morning pull it again. Together today. You're losing it.
Normally, you don't lose it.
You don't lose it.
Morning again. Catch yourself. And bring it. Bring it, come.
Morning again.
God. What he was going to say would have been so terrible. Ridiculous. Out of this world. That he
lost it.
He lose it.
He lost because it for the first time.
Yeah, for the first
time. For the
time.
First time ever more than again lost
yeah,
it.
Yeah, more than again. He couldn't keep up with himself.
Janine, somebody message and say oink was on the menu too.
Pardon me?
Somebody message and said that oink was on the menu.
Crispy skin oink?
No.
All I do with oink?
No.
You deal with oink?
I love pig, but he's not. He don't nope. Deal with more.
He don't like pig.
No snout? Nothing?
No.
But he hates like, it. You like pig?
No, I love pork. I love pork.
Okay.
Crispy skin
you like
pork.
You like the pigs?
So no snout?
She likes snout.
Good morning, my brother.
Yeah, good morning.
What's
your name? Yes,
what's that?
You're in
damages.
You call
it
the
back for
you.
Bridget,
oh, God.
You coming
at
now?
Yeah, oh, God. Oh, gosh. God. We deal with that already. Hello.
Sawa again, had a call back.
Yes, Sawa.
I was Sawa drain this year and Sawa fishing. I go and play, okay?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's frustrated, yeah. frustrated. Today was frustrating, yeah, and about Sawa. Hello, good morning. Hello,
good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, good morning, my friend. Us.
Yes, first time caller.
Welcome, my brethren.
Yes, but long time listener.
Mm-hmm.
And my name is the Shirley Nita.
The Shirley Nita. Why do they call you that?
Because we need to exterminate Shirley.
I don't think you might get through that, you know. That's a hard that one hard.
Yes, well I found that location.
What location?
Shirley's location because I called Palm City this morning.
No, it wasn't Palm City. It wasn't Palm City. Apparently, it's Portugal.
It's Portugal, so yeah. She can get jumped from the Palm City?
No.
Oh, she can get a pig from the Portugal.
Apparently. Possibly.
All right, let me exterminate Shirley early. Later.
I think, you know, better than Shirley exterminator.
Yeah, whatever.
Have tried and... You know, Shirley's still bouncing around normal. Bouncing along according to Weenie Wonder.
Yeah, don't do Weenie Wonder then.
Bounce along.
Don't do it.
Bounce
do
along. Only you can. Hello? Hello.
Who is?
Morning, my brother.
Shalom, yeah.
Talk to me, Marcus.
But here, now, man, so the first thing this morning, what you could do is start the morning show with the Talks Talk entertaining, surely, boy. What you could do with that, boy?
No.
All this buttock shutting bottom up.
Yeah, this is. Let me tell you. Hold on, Marcus.
Yes.
Let me find it for you. On page. You know, I can't find the page now.
Is that daily?
Yeah, it's our daily. He was shutting the back, you know.
And buttocks.
And buttocks, you know.
Yeah, but my very only man can only talk, and you and what I was kind of pull him up.
Well, that's a normal thing. Isn't that normal for the show? Isn't that how the show is set? So why is it surprising you? Blaze will carry anything off.
Hey, but my drama is outside. When all this stuff clash with Tiger,
you see who?
The clash with Tiger Woods. Let's see what I'm all come out of.
Yeah, we saw it. We spoke about it this morning, actually.
That's unbelievable, you know,
Joe. Yeah. But his foot, you know, his feet in terms of his legs are in a mess, eh?
Right. But look at it. It's your important seat belt, right?
Yeah. Cause it roll, eh?
Seat belt saved that man's life, you know.
Yeah, true.
I'm not turning all over, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, fellas, have a good day.
You too, Marcus. You went to any beach yet for the morning?
Yes, I was there this morning, but I find something happening with the sand up there, boy. The beach, something going on with the beach up there, boy.
What's going on?
Which part I have got some going. You know the wave just coming straight up onto the shore, right?
Mm-hmm.
But boys have a banking there now. I don't know tractor didn't do that banking, eh? You see, Karoo take the sand and make it like it's about bang day now then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some strange things happening in that water up there.
So you're diving off the bank or?
No, mister. I just been on the show. I know the track.
All right. Well, all right. Yeah. No problem. Keep on swimming.
Yes.
We take it one more then we exit. Hello, morning.
Morning.
My friend.
Morning. Talk to us.
Talk to me.
Bye. Miles.
Oi.
How this man only have shocking these people, why? From gas station, all over. We know he's the mayor of Piper City.
Whoa, brethren.
Brethren. Why is address, this man shocking these people?
Address Sour with respect. It have no Piper City.
It
is Sour City.
Piper City.
No. It is Sour City.
You have all kind of people following you from Pipers. Oh my God! Say a prayers, please. Say a prayers.
I will. But it's not Piper City. This house City. I feel I'm going with that one. I'm going with. Hey, Janine is up next, and Azwa, they're gonna take you until 12 o'clock with the preset. All right. Have a great day, guys. On behalf of Selector Miles, this is Blaze Mogul, the mayor of Sour City. Don't forget to kneel long, say your prayers. God first and mankind after. All right? Hopefully, Janine, don't write no love notes today.
No.
Hopefully, right?
Mm-mm.
Well, you know they can't touch you with notes, eh?
Nah.
Yeah. Tomorrow is B2B.
Yay!
Yeah, tomorrow, B2B. B2B shall reign.
Okay. Slam 100.5. 100.5. Every day. The Grand Slam Morning Show.